Oil is flowing again through the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. Workers labored through the night to install bypass piping at Pump Station 1. That work was completed early this morning, and the pipeline restarted just after 10 a.m. Katie Pesnecker is a spokesperson with the Joint Information Center in Fairbanks. She says things went well overnight, even though the operation took a little longer than expected.
It was a very complicated process. It was a very complicated project. This is the sort of engineering project that we would normally take months to plan, and they carried it out in a very tight time frame under some very challenging conditions, so very happy with how things turned out.
The target goal for the next 24 hours is to bring the pipeline up to 500,000 barrels a day. Before the leak was discovered more than a week ago, the pipeline was carrying about 630,000 barrels a day.